Radio.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. I hope you all are doing well out there. It's always my honor and privilege to be here sharing with you the latest and greatest information related to health and wellness. You can always listen to any of our previously recorded shows. We've got a wonderful archive for you by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, if you click on the microphone icon, it will take you to that archive show section. We've got a plethora of great shows and great information. So free resource for you to learn about health and wellness. You can also stream the show live on Sundays from 10 to 11 by going to www.federalnewsradio.com. So if you have anybody who lives out of state or out of our listening area and you'd like them to listen, you can give them that resource and they can stream it live on Sundays. So today we are talking with one of my favorite special guests because he is a brilliant, brilliant man who always brings lots of great information to the table. It is Dr. Dallas Kluwatra. And what we're talking about today are some strategies for supporting, we're going to call it metabolism. Now, of course, the sexy thing to say about it is weight loss. And at this time of year, weight loss has a lot of people's attention. We sort of go through this process, yearly cycles, and I go through them as well. You know, we get through summer, spring, we're feeling good about ourselves. The weather's getting nice. We know that we're going to be spending time outside, so there's a big push to getting in shape. We generally try and stay in shape in summer, and then we've got some residual momentum in the fall, and then bam, Thanksgiving hits and the holidays follow. The weather gets cold, the days get shorter, we start craving the comfort food, the higher fat, higher sugar foods. That's something that's actually sort of preset in our genetics. Comfort foods are high in fat, usually high in sugar, high in carbohydrates. These are sort of the things we crave when we're feeling tired, when we're feeling run down, when the days get shorter, when the weather gets colder. And then, of course, the holidays don't help with all of the extra cookies and parties and alcohol. And everybody then usually ends up somewhere after that whole debacle is over, overweight, feeling a little bit tired, a little bit sluggish, and looking like they didn't look in the spring when they were working hard to get their bodies in shape. So everybody's ready to turn a new leaf. It is the new year. New Year's resolutions abound. And weight loss is a big, big thing that people are interested in. And today, we're going to be talking about some specific products and nutrients from the natural pharmacy that actually have some pretty decent research in helping you to lose weight. You know, of course, if you're using them in combination with a healthy diet and lifestyle. So that's going to be getting back into exercise, eating right, adding these nutrients to a program like that can offer significant benefits. So that's what we're going to be discussing today and hopefully sharing with you some strategies to get yourself back in shape, whether it was something that slipped over the holidays or it's just been on your mind for a while. This is it should be some great information for you today. So I'm going to introduce Dallas. Dallas Kluwatra is a PhD, and he earned his AB from Stanford and his PhD from University of California at Berkeley, a fellow of the American College of Nutrition. He's a prominent industry consultant and a published author, as well as a principal in Glycon Technologies Group, LLC, and an intellectual property holding company. He is an associate editor of Total Health Magazine and a member of the editorial advisory board of Nutritional Outlook Magazine and has recent patents on cardiovascular drug discovery. He is the author of numerous books. Recent publications include Grapeseed Extract in the Encyclopedia of Dietary Supplements, the second edition, Tocotrienols in Vitamin A and Vitamin E, Natural versus Synthetic, Vitamin E beyond tosopherols. He's written on Kava Kava, examining new reports of toxicity in the toxicology letters, and anti-fat nutrients. Dr. Kloatra's primary research interests are the components of metabolic syndrome and syndrome X. Dr. Kloatra, thank you, as always, for taking the time to be on the show with us today.
I think we probably make this one of these shows about, what, once or twice a year?
Yeah, we usually do this about twice a year. We have you on, and so we're hitting our first annual mark of the year, so it's nice to have you on.
Same here.
So we're going to talk about some things related to weight loss and nutrition. Now, I know that one of your, as we talked about in your bio, specialties or areas of concern regarding research has to do with metabolic syndrome and syndrome X. We know metabolic syndrome has to do with this process of insulin resistance. Usually there is some excessive weight, abdominal obesity, you know, some of these things that people may be looking for weight loss supplements to help them reverse. Are there any things that you want to discuss, Dr. Kloatra, regarding lifestyle or nutrition when it comes to the concept of weight loss and sort of getting to a better lean body mass and supporting, you know, supporting optimal fat ratios?
Yes. I mean, the one thing that really is actually a simple way of viewing your food is how processed is it?
Mm-hmm.
There was an interesting study that came out of by a Brazilian doctor a few years back. And he was looking at insulin resistance metabolic syndrome, and looking at, well, what's the relationship of this to food? And we have these complicated things, you know, the glycemic index, we have calorie counting, how much fat's in your in the food, how much simple sugars. But he took what's in some ways an extremely simple approach. He said, well, how processed is it? And he found that by and large, if you took traditional foods prepared a traditional way, even items that we might otherwise think are not particularly good for you, you didn't see very much metabolic syndrome. What really was the icing on the cake, really was what kicked it over the edge, was that highly processed foods react differently. And so you take something like, say, oats, you know, the old Scottish oats, the steel-cut oats, great, great item. And you process it and process it and process it, so it becomes instant oatmeal. Suddenly something that had a glycemic index, what, around 50, has a glycemic index similar to white bread, okay, or simple sugars. Because the more finely you grind all this, the more you process it, you pre-steam it and so forth, the more it acts like a simple carbohydrate or a simple sugar. Mm. And so when you think about your food, one way of thinking about it is how close is it to the natural component, how close it is to the original item. And that, you know, it's a rule of thumb. Well, it gives you a pretty good idea. Same thing with meats. You see all this research coming out slamming meats versus health. But if you look at it closely, by and large, what does it apply to? It applies to processed meats. Okay, so keep in mind these distinctions.
Sure. Well, that makes perfect sense, and it does seem to make sense that if you just prepared all your food in the home, even if it wasn't necessarily always healthy, you know, low calorie, low fat foods, I think you would certainly see some improvements in health versus eating those foods out or eating them in highly processed form. And I think that has to do, you know, exactly to some of the things that you've discussed. And of course, exercise and movement is always a concern when it comes to weight loss, correct?
Absolutely. Let's face it, we spend a lot of time in our cars commuting. And there tends to be a direct correlation between how much time you're spending commuting and how good your health is.
Mm.
The more time you spend in the car, the less good the health. Similarly, we vegetate in front of the TV. Unfortunately, a TV is sort of a hypnotic quality about it. And what you find is that it depresses the metabolism. The more time you spend in front of the tube, the lower the metabolism. And in general, by the way, just in general, there's another good rule of thumb. Get up and walk around every 15 or 20 minutes. Because the longer you sit in one place, your whole system slows down, especially the large muscles in the legs, which are what help you continue to burn fat for fuel. Because your body, as a rule, doesn't want to use your glycogen stores. It's what's sometimes referred to as an animal sugar. Your body actually prefers to use fat for fuel. But if you're sitting for a long period of time, then what you'll find is that the whole system slows down, your ability to burn fat for fuel declines, Whereas, especially, one way to reverse this, it's especially good to go, say, take a 15 or 20-minute walk before lunchtime. You'll find that the amount of that food that you store as fat goes down, the amount that you can burn goes up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of the general good advice for health. You want to get some, assuming that the sun is shining, you want to get some morning sun. You want to get exposure to some sunshine before lunch. And it's nice to get just a little bit of exercise, 10 or 15 minutes. It doesn't have to be something extreme. Just go out for a walk before work or at your morning coffee break or a few minutes before lunch. These are very simple things to do, but can have a surprisingly large impact upon your metabolism.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the new research coming out basically stating that sitting is incredibly detrimental to health, and long periods of sitting is, they call it sitting is the new smoking. I mean, there are some serious ramifications associated with long-term sedentary lifestyles. And not only do we commute long hours and then sit, on the sofa watching TV, but I mean, honestly, if you look at it, it's the majority of people's time is spent sitting at a desk. That's, I think, really where people 8 hours a day, aside from the commute and aside from the time in the evening, if people had active lifestyles all throughout the day, sitting for an hour in your car or sitting for an hour at night, in front of the TV, probably wouldn't be that big of a deal. But when you combine it with the fact that people sit most all day long, is a big problem. And there's just even some new research that came out this week, stating that the effect of sitting and the detrimental impacts on health and the risks associated with type 2 diabetes and other, conditions is not necessarily offset by exercise. You have to exercise a whole lot to offset the effect of sitting all day. So what they're trying to advocate for is taking these short breaks, standing up, moving around, taking a break, every 30 minutes, if you're sitting for an hour, you take about a 10 minute break where you stand up at least. So that would be getting a standing desk and there's a little bit more attention paid to this. And hopefully some workplaces are a little bit more sensitive to these needs, because at the end of the day, it improves blood circulation, typically reduces fatigue and improves productivity. So some employers are really paying attention to this. But if you're, employer is not, you need to try and make sure that you do these things, because it is helpful, and it will help keep your metabolism running, generally speaking. And that's the beauty of exercise. Most people who haven't been exercising, it's really hard to get back into an exercise regimen. Your system is sluggish. It's not used to making the amount of ATP or energy that it needs for regular exercise. But typically when you start exercising, one of the number one things that happens is your muscle cells and the cells in your body start to make more mitochondria. And these mitochondria are the powerhouses within your cell that make energy, that make the energy that runs every cellular process. So if you take a biopsy of someone's muscle cell who is a couch potato and sits all day and look at the amount of mitochondria, and then you compare it a month later after they've been exercising, the second biopsy of muscle cells after a month of exercising will have far more mitochondria per cell, which means that each cell is able to produce more energy. And this is exactly the reason why after about a month of exercise, people say, I feel like I have more energy since I've been working out. It's not just a perceived energy. It is literally due to the fact that your cells upregulate their production of mitochondria and therefore upregulate their production of ATP. So even at rest, even sitting at your desk, you have more energy because you have more of these energy producing powerhouses within each cell. And it can be difficult to get the motivation to start an exercise regimen. And the first month is the hardest. Usually after the first month, people are starting to see the benefits and it's a little easier to stick with it. So those are some of the key lifestyle aspects. Stay away from processed food. That is an easy, simple thing to start doing and can make a big difference in how your body processes that food. Being less sedentary and starting an exercise regimen. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about a really interesting nutrient. It's gotten a lot of sort of press around the media. It was something that's been talked about by Dr. Oz, and it is actually a substance that can be very useful for helping to support metabolism and weight loss, and is called Garcinia. And so when we come back from the break, Dr. Kluwatra is going to be explaining to us what it is, how it works, and how it can support weight loss and optimal health for people. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. Today we are talking about weight loss. And we're talking about getting ourselves back into balance after a period of time over the holidays where we tend to let our health slide and indulge a little bit more often. I have on the phone with me today one of my favorite special guests, Dallas Kluwatra, who is a PhD doctor who's been working in the nutraceutical industry for many years. He is considered an industry leader and is a phenomenal resource for helping us to understand the science and the technology behind nutritional products, and is always up to speed and on the cutting edge of research in regards to the natural products that are popular and that are yielding good clinical outcomes in the world of natural medicine. So today, Dr. Kluwatra, we're going to be transitioning our conversation a little bit now. We talked a bit about lifestyle and dietary things in the introduction segment. Now let's talk about this product, Garcinia. And Garcinia has gotten huge press on Dr. Oz. It's been around for much longer than that. And there's actually some good research on Garcinia and how it can support the body and weight loss. Can you talk, first of all, give us some background on Garcinia Cambogia and what we understand about it, some of the science behind it, and then maybe we'll get into some of the different specific preparations of Garcinia that are on the market and advantages and disadvantages, and then we can talk about how to use it and what sort of results to expect and whatnot. So I'll let you start off with a little bit of background.
Okay. The benefits of the Garcinia extracts come from one of the components called hydroxycitric acid. And to give you an idea how important this item is, there is a basic, you mentioned the mitochondria. Well, a basic energy cycle of mitochondria is the citric acid cycle, the hydroxycitric acid. You see, there's a bit of have a relationship there. And so this was just discovered back in the 1960s. And the period of the 1950s and 60s was a period of a lot of discovery of basic physiology. That was a period where a number of the vitamins were discovered. And it was a period where they were making discoveries about basic metabolism. How do we make fat from carbohydrates? They didn't know. Believe it or not, there are times we don't know these things.
Mm-hmm.
And the and so in the mid-1960s, a couple of scientists in India, Lewis and Nilankatan, found this interesting compound in what's called, sometimes referred to as Malabar tamarind, because this is a souring agent. India uses a souring agent for yogurts, where we tend to put sweet stuff in yogurt. In India, you'll put sour things in yogurt. Why? Because it makes the yogurt taste sweeter.
Mm.
If you think about it, you can perform that experiment at home in your own kitchen. And so so in the mid-1960s, they discovered that this item actually was a very major constituent. Hydroxyphic acid was a major constituent in these Garcinia fruits. And then the editor at a journal at Brandeis, Methods in Enzymology, got hold of this and said, well, does this tell us how the body makes fat from carbohydrate? And that was where you had a huge amount of exploration there. And then this was picked up by Roche Pharmaceuticals. And what they discovered is that, in fact, this citric acid cycle there is a component there, where rather than continue to make more energy from the carbohydrates you're consuming, in fact, there was sort of an escape hatch in the citric acid cycle where it could exit and be used to manufacture new fat in the body. And lots of ramifications for that. The real importance of that is not how much fat you're making. No, you're going to make so much fat, you're going to wear it. That wasn't the really important part about this. Really important aspect of this has to do, again, with metabolic syndrome. Because if you are making fat yourself, and you don't have to make very much, you are not burning it. It tends to turn off the ability to use fat for energy. Okay, it's one of these regulatory mechanisms in the body. Everything is, you know, lots of feedback loops. And this turns out to be one of the primary feedback loops. And so if you look at someone who is insulin resistant, you'll find that even if they're eating a fair amount of fat already, if they're eating simple carbohydrates, if they're eating sugars, they can still turn on this mechanism of what's called novolipogenesis, making new fat. They can still turn this mechanism on. And what does it do? It blocks their ability to metabolize fat for energy, and it also tends to reduce insulin sensitivity. So that's where the original development of this was. They discovered this is how one of the ways in which we make fat, and that the HCA could block this. And then they discovered, well, it helps control appetite. There are several reasons for this, some of them simple, some of them complicated. And so you had a whole slew of animal experiments, and then you had, of course, human experiments. But HCA wasn't brought to the market until, I think, 1994. So you had a long – because it wasn't developed – it's pharmaceutical world. You don't want a natural compound. You want a compound you can patent.
Sure.
and so the – hydroxyphic acid, HCA, did not come to the natural foods market until the basic patents had expired. If you want to know why there's such a long period in between, it was only after the basic patents had expired that you could bring this out as a natural product, usefulness for weight loss. Mm. So that's why there's this huge long delay.
Mm. So one of the main mechanisms, it seems, is supporting fat loss and appetite control, correct?
That's right. And this is in distinction to a lot of the ways that people try to lose weight. I mean, you have what are called the central nervous system stimulants. As hard as it may be for us to believe, back in the 30s, one of the approaches that was touted for losing weight was, smoke cigarettes. And why? Because the components in tobacco not only are metabolic boosters, they're also central nervous system stimulants.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's the famous housewife addiction to amphetamines, because doctors were prescribing amphetamines in the 50s and 60s for weight loss. And with all the many, many, many downsides.
Sure. And I mean, that even just rolls over into many of the commonly available nutraceutical supplements touted for weight loss are loaded with caffeine. And sometimes, you know, not even with straight caffeine, they'll use other, natural components that contain high amounts of naturally occurring caffeine to basically act as a stimulant, and all of these stimulants suppress appetite.
That's right. The problem here is that oftentimes they also cause you to consume your own lean tissue. They'll cause you to, and in process, do something that's referred to in science as gluconeogenesis. You're creating new sugar. You're releasing more sugar in your bloodstream. So what you'll find is that there's a problem here of actually increasing the tendency towards metabolic syndrome if you're not careful. Because if you use up your own lean tissue, change the ratio of lean tissue to fat tissue in the body, makes it harder for you to control your appetite, harder for you to maintain your weight, because the tissue that burns all the calories, well, you were consuming. And so the nice thing about HCA, it doesn't do that. It doesn't work on the central nervous system at all. Rather, it works what they refer to as peripherally. It works on receptors in the stomach, receptors in the upper small intestine, and it also has an effect upon the liver and the muscles. I mean, indeed, there's a really interesting thing for athletes here. Some nice research in Japan, which came out about 10 years ago, where they found that using a really pure HCA material, because the material that was available on the market wasn't pure enough. They actually got around to saying this. We had to synthesize our own. What they found is that they could shift these athletes to preferentially burning fat for fuel within about a week.
By using HCA.
By using HCA. I mean, so it tells you that this somehow was having an impact on insulin and insulin sensitivity, somehow was having an impact on what's called metabolic flexibility, your ability to shift from burning carbohydrates for energy to burning fat for energy. So you had benefits in these areas, at the same time, the nice thing about the HCA is that, unlike amphetamines, which are going to tend to make you kill your appetite and burn up your tissue regardless whether you're fat or thin. Okay, they're going to do it regardless. The HCA works with your body. Okay, so if you're already at the middle or lower end of the body mass index, so there's this sliding scale of what is the appropriate amount of tissue in the body, how much fat, how much lean, so forth. It doesn't tend to influence you very much in terms of weight loss, okay? Because you're already there.
Right.
It has the more weight people need to lose. I personally was involved with research with people who were morbidly obese. Now, admittedly, the morbidly obese typically have real metabolic issues, often inherited. Okay, but nevertheless, these people you don't put on a common scale. These are people who go into a meat locker and find a scale that they can get off to. You have to get an industrial scale because typically you have some sort of inherited metabolic issue. But what you found is that the heavier they were, the more benefit the HCA was offered. The more they difficult to metabolic syndrome, the more benefit it tended to offer. And one of the ways that it controls appetite again, there's nice research in Paris a few years back, which looked at this. One of the ways that the HCA works, again having to do with how much fat you burn, is that it delays how long between meals before you feel hungry. And it does this by shifting the system towards burning fat for fuel. And so it may add an hour or two between meals before you find that, maybe I need to eat something. And so, understand, because it's not working on the central nervous system, this changes over time. Your body is not the same every day. Keep in mind, your metabolism, your energy needs are not the same every day. How much food did you have for breakfast? More for breakfast is better, by the way. How much did you have at lunch? More in the middle of the day is better. How much exercise did you do? These all change how much energy you need. HCA works with the body in this regulation. So you're not going to see the same amount of appetite control every day.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work that way. But it does seem to have a very good effect at reducing, for example, in-between meal snacking. And the tendency, which I think people who have a weight issue haven't had it for a while know, this tendency to be hungry at bedtime. If you're eating a bowl of cereal before bedtime, this is metabolic syndrome, okay? And the HCA seems to be very useful for reducing this. Okay, so it's some wonderful virtues there.
Yeah, that is very, very interesting. And, you know, what it sounds like is also, you know, very interesting about it is, you know, that even if you're incredibly overweight, it does seem to be helpful. But even people that have a little less body mass index to lose, it can also be helpful, like your example with the athletes, in supporting better fat utilization rather than burning lean muscle. So certainly it seems to have some variable applications to different people. And the fact that you're not using something that's a central nervous system stimulant, which, as you said, makes you burn your lean muscle and basically also suppresses appetite just through this aspect of it being a stimulant, I think that is very problematic, because oftentimes when people discontinue those stimulants, they then tend to start eating a normal calorie diet again and they just gain all the weight back. You know, versus if you're working with insulin sensitivity and other pathways of the body, the ATP production and mitochondria, I think it potentially offers a more long-term, you know, maintainable approach to weight loss. You know, in addition, curbing appetite, I think, is very important in people that are overweight to many different degrees, because we know that there are hormones like leptin in our body that basically regulate how our appetite works and our desire for exercise works. And in people that are significantly overweight, we know they can develop insulin resistance, but they can also develop resistance to this hormone called leptin. And so, you know, it's very counterintuitive for many people to look at somebody who's overweight and see the amount they eat, and they say they're always hungry, and people wonder, well, how could they always be hungry? You know, look at all the fat stores they have, but it's actually a hormonal process that happens in the body once you put on too much weight, where those signaling molecules and hormones that should help you regulate your appetite, your body becomes resistant to them, just like it becomes resistant to insulin. The system kind of goes haywire. So to have something that works with your... Go ahead, Dallas.
Well, you're bringing up a very good point here. Keep in mind, if you have metabolic syndrome, you've been overweight for a long period of time, you're burning more carbohydrate than fat as a rule. And one of the things that's going on here is that since you're burning your carbohydrate stores, we have what's called an animal starch or animal sugar, glycogen, which is in the liver, it's in the muscles and the liver, which we use to regulate our energy. The liver is releasing a little bit of this as glucose back in the bloodstream all the time upon need. What you discover is that people who have been overweight for a long period of time have typically between one half and as little as one fifth the amount of glycogen as someone who's lean. And so that one of the reasons they're hungry all the time is they're depending upon that glycogen, but they don't have very much of it.
Sure.
So, and again, this shows up in exercise. If you are lean and you run a mile, you come back and you don't even want to look at food. You just want to drink some water. Okay. If you have been overweight for a period of time and you run a mile, you're tired and hungry. Why? Because you couldn't access that fat for fuel. Mm-hmm. You just burned up all of your glycogen.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about HCA, but this is also a warning about what to expect, is that HCA refills those glycogen stores. One of the very first things it does is refills the glycogen stores in the muscle and the liver. Okay. And so you can return to what's a healthy pattern for glycogen storage. And this has a lot of meaning for athletes, but it has a lot of meaning for dieters as well. But keep in mind, glycogen, each molecule, gram of glycogen has 4 grams of water with it. So if you're refilling your glycogen stores, you can regain a pound or two. This is not bad. This is actually good.
Sure.
But you can regain a pound or two in the first 2 weeks. Why? Because you're refilling your glycogen stores.
Right, which is attached to water.
It's good for your health,
yeah.
But it gives an illusion that you weren't losing weight.
Right. Well,
in fact, you were burning fat. You just We're,
sure,
we're
right.
replacing with glycogen.
Right, and it makes sense because hopefully people would also be reporting better appetite and portion control and feeling better in other ways. We're going to have to take a break, Dallas. When we come back, I'd like to, you know, sort of wrap up the conversation around the science behind HCA, which is this compound found in high quantities in this herb, Garcinia cambogia. And then we'll talk about some of the different products on the market, what to look for if you're going to purchase a product, you know, to support weight loss, and how to take it and exactly what to expect. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this break.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in today. This has certainly been an interesting conversation. We're talking about weight loss, and we're talking about a very exciting product related to weight loss. Something called hydroxycitric acid, and it is primarily found and extracted from a very popular herb called Garcinia cambogia. And I think it's worthwhile, you know, spending the time today to talk about a weight loss product, because there are so many products on the market touting weight loss benefits, and I don't think that many of them are all that effective. You know, certainly the products that are the, you know, weight loss nutritional supplements that have been around for a long time work, but as we discussed earlier in the show, they all contain central nervous system stimulants, usually high amounts of caffeine or other herbs that contain high amounts of caffeine or other CNS stimulants that work to suppress appetite, which, as we talked about, and Dr. Kluatra, who's my special guest today, explained, these types of weight loss products make you burn your muscle tissue, not your fat, and they don't result in good, healthy, long-term weight loss. There's many other things on the market that have been touted for weight loss that, in my opinion, don't work very well. I believe, what was it, Dr. Kloatra? CLA has been touted, or is it GLA was touted as a weight loss supplement because there was a study in rats showing if you gave incredibly high concentrations of this essential fatty acid, they would get weight loss in obese rats that were resistant to weight loss without changing their diet or exercise. I just don't see those results in human trial. I mean, am I right? Was it not a good study to translate to humans?
Okay, CLA.
Yes.
CLA is a great one here because conjugated living with a cat. If you're a rodent,
right.
I have to tell you, the stuff is God's gift. Really. If we're rodents, the stuff works beautifully.
Right.
And there are some real virtues to CLA.
Absolutely. I'm just talking about for weight loss. Well, I mean, I'm just, you know,
for
just
weight loss in humans.
Yes.
For weight loss in humans.
Exactly.
Not rodents.
And I'm just discussing, you know, what patients come in to me and say, you know, yes, doc, one of my goals is to lose weight. I'm having trouble. Maybe they've even started an exercise regimen or began a healthy diet, and they're still finding that they're having much difficulty losing weight. You know, they're farming the internet and looking around at different things for weight loss. And these are the products that people are coming in with. And I'm telling them, you know, this is not a legitimate, realistic way, in my opinion, just based on my clinical observations, to achieve weight loss from a product. So I think it's important to highlight products that actually have some research and have a mechanism of action that is not only scientifically validated, but is also safe. You know, we know that stimulants and amphetamines will make people lose weight, but they're not safe. They're just bottom line. You know, so you know, I appreciate you sharing the information that you did with us in the last segment, you know, relating to how HCA or hydroxycitric acid helps you to lose weight. It does it by creating appetite control, by regulating glycogen stores and regulating the way that your body stores and releases energy. And that's the thing that people need to understand, how counterintuitive it is that when you become more overweight you become, the less your body has the ability to properly regulate your appetite and weight. And so it's the normal systems get broken. And so when you reach that point, it's that much harder to go back to find tools that support the body's normal healthy function of regulation of glycogen and leptin and hormones in the body is incredibly important in helping people to recover their health to the point where they can lose the weight so that their system can then function like it should. And in most of these scenarios, when we have things like leptin resistance and insulin resistance and the improper utilization of glycogen, you know, versus fat, when you restore your body to the optimal body mass index, all of those good functions, those functions that help us maintain weight loss, are all restored. Right, Dallas? I mean, I'm sure you've seen this over and over again in the research you've done with people with metabolic syndrome. You can usually restore this by returning people back to healthy body masses, correct?
Yes, this is a very powerful way to just know your body is always a balanced system, but you have to be within a certain range. It works best once you get way outside that range. I mean, think about tipping over a chair. As long as you don't go beyond a certain point, the chair always, you know, goes back to sitting on all fours. However, if you get a little bit beyond a certain point, well, it doesn't go back. It tends to fall over.
Right.
Okay, your body's the same way. As long as you can get back into that particular range, it will readjust itself naturally.
Right. So, and this is where, as we've discussed, I mean, I think you would say that, you know, hydroxycitric acid or HCA sort of has somewhat of an ability to restore some of that normal functioning associated with a system that can effectively burn fat it properly, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. So now let's talk about, you know, the practicality of using a nutritional supplement as a weight loss tool. You know, there's a huge amount of nutritional supplements on the market. Many of them, as we know, this HCA compound that has all these wonderful properties is primarily found in this plant, Garcinia cambogia. And there are a million different Garcinia supplements out there. So what do we look for in a product to help us get the most effectiveness if we're going to utilize something like this as part of a weight loss program? And then I'd like you to talk about dose, and I'd like you to talk about realistic expectations and what else people should be doing. You know, if they're looking to lose weight, can they just pop a bunch of pills and expect the weight to fall off? Or do you recommend it be done in the context of a whole weight loss program? So first, go ahead and start with what to look for in a product.
Okay. Now, there actually have been some comparative trials, and this is written up, for example, you mentioned earlier that I put an article in the Encyclopedia of Dietary Supplements. There's one on Garcinia by Frank Greenway, who was full professor of medicine at UCLA and then moved to Pennington Biomedical, which is one of the handful of diabetes research centers in the world and the most important. And what he did in his review, he pointed out that, well, the results seem to be better the more pure the compound and the more you have to stabilize it. You have to turn it into what in chemistry you refer to as a salt. HCA is active, hydroxycitric acid. It's an acid. Okay, you stabilize this for the body by adding something that's alkaline, such as potassium or magnesium or calcium. And it turns out that the higher the percentage of potassium, Roche, when they did these studies years ago, was using what's called trisodium HCA. They were synthesizing it and looking at sodium, but let's face it, most of us don't need to add more sodium to our diets. So the preference here is potassium, and what they found is that the more pure, the more it was relied upon potassium, the more active it was in the body. Okay, and so that's a clue there that what you'll find is that the salts that are merely hydroxycitric acid stabilized with calcium are not particularly active. One of the reasons being that that your body can't take that calcium away from the HCA, which means that you can't really get at the HCA, first of all. And second, calcium is highly regulated. Some people out there claim, oh, well, look, it's a calcium source. No, your body doesn't have anything that can take there's no system in the body that can take that calcium away from the HCA. Okay, I mean, you can't take it away with pure sulfuric acid. You can do the experiment.
Sure.
And so what you want in one of these products is, first of all, an emphasis upon potassium as the primary, what's called counter ion. And then because pure potassium HCA is a dense oily liquid, you really can't work with it. That's its natural state. You have to add a little bit of something else like magnesium or calcium. The preference here is magnesium. In chemistry, there are some real distinctions between calcium and magnesium.
Sure.
And same in the chemistry in your body. Okay, so you want a salt, you want an HCA compound that is potassium and that's stabilized with potassium, either magnesium or calcium, magnesium being the preferable one. And then you want purity.
Mm-hmm.
You want at least 50%. But you're not going to get above, if it's actually been reacted properly, this is a very important point, if it's been reacted properly, you're not going to get above 70% HCA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's
I imagine many products out there on the market that are just Garcinia, you don't know if it's been standardized or concentrated at all. So it's definitely important to look at, you know, whether it's 20%, 30%, 50%, 70%, because that herb, depending on how it was grown and what was in it, if it hasn't been standardized and isolated, you know, for the HCA content, you're really not going to know what you're getting. So, and what you're saying basically is the most pure you can get a HCA extract from Garcinia, you know, if it's been reacted properly, is a 70% concentration, correct?
That's right.
Okay, so that should pretty much be
the stoichiometric. Yeah.
That should be pretty much the gold standard.
That's right. And then, of course, you have to use it properly.
Right. So let's talk about, you know, quickly, you know, use. So what's the dosing? And then, you know, what should people expect when they take it?
Okay. The amount that was used in the clinical trials, I sometimes write articles with one of the people who did these trials, Dr. Harry Proust at Georgetown. They used 4.5 grams of the total compound, the total salt, the reacted material.
Mm-hmm.
That actually is the standard, and you have to. And it's best you don't want to take this all at once. What you find is you have about three times the activity if you take it, and divide it between, say, breakfast and supper, or between before lunch and before supper. You want to take it about between 30 and 60 minutes before these meals, and you want to take a total of about 4.5 grams.
Right, which is 4,500 milligrams. Yep.
That's right. And with the HCA active, that's going to, each three capsules is going to be 1,500 milligrams.
Right. And we're talking about there is a Jarrow product that was used in these clinical trials, which is called HC Active, which has a 70% reacted HCA using a potassium magnesium reaction, exactly like Dr. Kloatra just laid out. And this is the product that was used in the clinical trials at Georgetown.
Well, the clinical trials at Georgetown were actually used at potassium, were originally done with potassium calcium.
Oh, okay.
That compound, that material, actually was about 10 to 12% things other than HCA.
Okay.
Had some gum fibers, pectins, these sort of things still left in it. The HCAC is actually pure along the standard of what's called an analytical standard, something you use to actually to determine how much HCA is in this. This material is extremely pure. It's something on the order of 99% pure, only the HCA plus its counter ion. This
gotcha.
Is extremely pure material.
Okay, so this is a little bit different, a little bit more pure. We're going to have to take a quick break, Dallas, but we're getting to the good stuff now. When we come back, maybe we can talk just briefly about what some of the results of those clinical trials were so we can see, you know, some objective data regarding the efficacy of using HCA, and then I think we should just let people understand exactly what they can expect when they take it. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after these words.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Jarrow.com. Jarrow Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by The Village Green. I am Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you for tuning in. I think we've had a great conversation today discussing the benefits of Garcinia and actually the active compound in it, hydroxycitric acid, HCA. We've been sort of getting now into the clinical aspects of it. We're going to be talking about some clinical trials done at Georgetown University, and we're going to be talking about what to expect in taking a supplement like this for weight loss. We have Dr. Dallas Kloatra on the phone with us, who's been explaining the science behind it. And we did talk about a product. I'll mention it again. Jarrow Formulas is probably one of the purest, most concentrated HCA extracts on the market. It is 70% HCA reacted as potassium magnesium salt, which, as Dr. Kulwatra explained in the last segment, is the most bioavailable. So, Dr. Kulwatra, let's first talk about the studies that were done at Georgetown and then maybe just discuss with people exact dosing we talked about and then what to expect in using a product like this.
Keep in mind that all these items require that you actually take them in order to get the benefit. The studies that Dr. Proust was engaged in found that you didn't tend to see great weight loss in the first 1 or 2 weeks. Okay. What you would see was a change in dress size or belt size. It has an impact upon visceral adiposity, your belly fat, really quite quickly. And a lot of people, in the first week, you're changing your dress size, you're pulling your belt in a notch. Okay. So it can have an impact upon belly fat right away, but it doesn't tend to have an impact upon overall weight, in part for the reason we mentioned earlier, glycogen storage and so forth.
Right.
Until after the second week, which some people will lose weight right away, but a lot of people won't. Okay, and then after that, what you find is people tend to snack less between meals, and they have much less desire to eat at bedtime. Okay, so these are all very good benefits, and over a 2 month period, typically people are losing around a pound per week. Okay, so. You're looking at in the studies, people are losing between 8 and 11 pounds over a 2 month period. Okay, so
and that's without making any major modifications to diet or exercise. Correct? Was that just taking the Garcinia or the HCA extract?
Now you knew how much food they're eating because these had every arm of the study, including the placebo, had a boxed meal.
Gotcha.
So when I'm talking about this change in weight, I'm talking versus placebo. That you didn't. You didn't tend to see a whole lot of weight change in the placebo, whereas you had eight to 11 pounds change average in the various studies in the active group. Okay, and they were getting some exercise, but it's what we all should be doing.
No, right,
take a walk.
Right,
15 minutes twice a day.
Right, and the placebo group was getting exercise as well. So we can isolate. Can assume, or based on the design of the study, we can speculate that the weight loss was due primarily to the HCA supplementation.
That's right. Everything was the same between the placebo and the active arms, except that the active arms were taking the HCA. And so that's what you. And this is realistic in terms of weight loss in general. A stable, sustainable weight loss is between half a pound and say a pound and a half. Per week. You really can't lose more than that. And you really don't want to because you'll start having, there are some other issues that people start having. These claims that you have this really rapid weight loss, well, really rapid weight loss doesn't tend to be sustainable weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
Keep this in mind.
Yeah.
So that's reasonable. Over a two-month period, don't expect to lose a whole lot of weight the first 2 weeks. Over a two-month period, typically you've lost a pound per week.
Mm-hmm.
And some studies have gone on. By the way, they're studying in Europe that went on for a full year. And at the end of the year, people had lost, 10% of their starting weight.
Wow. It seems like the benefit didn't completely just top out after 2 months. You continue to steadily lose weight while taking the product. And I imagine that the more weight you have to lose, as you talked about at the beginning of the show, the more effective it will be and the longer it will work. As you start to get down to a leaner weight, I imagine that weight loss will slow down.
That's right.
Yeah.
It doesn't take someone who's anorectic and make them thinner still.
Sure.
So don't expect that.
Right. But even somebody getting within close to their ideal body mass index, the rate of weight loss is going to slow down as their muscle to fat ratio becomes more in balance. So, Dr. Kulwatra, that was all incredibly useful. We're going to need to start wrapping up. I think what the take-home message is this is a product that has been clinically validated in human trials to help with weight loss. Of course, if you have a lot of weight to lose, any pill is not going to fix your problem. But using something like HCA extract in the HCA active product from Jarrow in combination with some diet and exercise will really facilitate good, solid, healthy weight loss and will also help you to achieve your goals by reducing your need for snacking in between meals, nighttime snacking, and keeping your appetite and portion control in check by supporting good insulin sensitivity, proper glycogen storage, and overall hormonal balance in your body in regards to the hormones that dictate weight loss. So a very, very effective natural ingredient ingredient when used properly. So Dr. Kluwatra, thank you so much for sharing this information with us. It is a very good time to be talking about weight loss, and this is a great product to have discussed. So thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, everybody, that wraps up the show for today. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, wishing you all the best of health. Until next time, take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Earn money while carpooling on the new 95 Express Lanes. With an EasyPass Flex, all carpools with three or more occupants can travel toll-free on the new 95 Express Lanes. Plus, through pool rewards, qualified commuters who currently drive alone and form or join a new carpool may receive up to $230 in cash when using the 95 Express Lanes. Qualified van pools receive $200 per month. Some restrictions apply. CommuterConnections.org.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio, and federalnewsradio.com.